Island, written by Matthew Riley and read by Sean Mangan. At one point during his escape from the hangar deck, Haines figured he'd end his own life before they caught him. Now, without any bullets, he couldn't even do that. A grunt disturbed him. It had come from nearby, from the darkness on the other side of the stateroom. Haines snapped to look up. Just as a shape came rushing out of the darkness, a dark, hairy shape, man-sized, screaming a fierce, high-pitched shriek, like the cry of a deranged chimpanzee. Only this was no chimpanzee. It slammed into Haines, ramming him back against the door. His head hit the steel door hard, the blow stunning him, but not knocking him out. And as he slumped to the floor and saw the creature draw a glistening, long-bladed K-bar knife from its sheath, Haines wished it had knocked him unconscious, because then he wouldn't have to witness what it did to him next. The death scream of Razor Haines echoed out from the aircraft carrier. It would not be heard by a single friendly soul. For this carrier was a long way from anywhere, docked at an old World War II refueling station in the middle of the Pacific, a station attached to a small island that had curiously ceased to appear on maps after the Americans had taken it by force from the Japanese in 1943. Once known as Grant Island, it was 1,000 kilometers south of the Bering Strait and 500 from its nearest island neighbor. In the war, it had seen fierce fighting as the Americans had wrested it and its highly prized airfield from a suicidal Japanese garrison. Because of the ferocity of the fighting and the heavy losses incurred there, Grant Island was given another name by the U.S. Marines who'd fought there. They called it Hell Island.